Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in!
You're tuned to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army Wives. Our life, our family, our soldier.
Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army Wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more.
Now reporting for duty, your host, the AWN Core Team.
Well, hello out there, fellow Army Wives, and welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio, show 441. I am your host, Tara Crooks.
And I'm your host, Paula Swanson, and it's Monday, October 14th. 2013, and we are so glad that you've decided to join us tonight.
We are. What a fun show we have in store for you guys tonight. If you're joining us live, you can join us in our live chat room. Have fun with our AWN staff. Our chat room moderator tonight is Kristen and Mallory, and our veteran listeners are hanging out over there at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Chances are, if you're listening right now, you're already seeing the chat because it's about midway down the page once you click to listen to the show. But if you're here and it's not a Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and you want to know how to get to us on Monday nights, that's how. If you're not here on a Monday, then you're listening to the podcast, and we are so excited that you are listening to the podcast, but we'd love to have you chat with us. If you are chatting, make sure that you log in, because that way you can chat back with us. Otherwise, you show up as a guest, and you can only see what we say. It's like, you know, being a teenager and your parents being like, don't talk back to me, something like that. We also are over at Twitter, twitter.com/Army Wife Network. We use hashtag Army Wife, so you can follow along, ask questions, and participate.
Yep, and we want to give a huge thanks to our platform, Blog Talk Radio, and of course all of our AWN sponsorship team for allowing us to bring you Army Wife Talk Radio tonight. And tonight is going to be a really, really good show.
Well, they're all really good shows, but tonight is especially fun. I think so, at least. It's one of my very favorite peoples together, which makes it even more fun. Before we get started, Paula, and I find out what you've been up to this past week, I want to make sure that I do a shout-out and let you guys know that I just opened the Fort Knox, Kentucky Field Exercise Love Military Life Registration. So it is brand spanking new and up and available, and we already have people registered. Yay! Yay, us.
All right.
I'm excited about that. And so if you are in the area or you know anybody in the area of Fort Knox or within driving distance of Fort Knox, please, 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 please make sure that you pass that on to them. And it's over on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Army Wife Network. All right. So what have you been up to?
Well, not a whole bunch. I mean, let's see. The weekend we took the grandson to the pumpkin patch. There's a great place here called Lucky Lad Farms, and they have a huge pumpkin patch and a corn maze and all kinds of just little activities. It is perfect for kids his age. I mean, he's getting ready to turn 4, and they have a little petting zoo, and he's decided that, you know, you have – your thing with baby donkeys, and Landon Connor now has decided that he wants a baby goat.
And I love baby goats too, Landon.
And that he is, he's going to let the baby goat sleep in his bed.
Oh, and, no, it's probably not a good idea on that.
Yeah, and no. he just has to have one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bless his little heart. I totally relate. I go by baby donkeys every morning, and I think about how I just want to snuggle them.
Yeah,
they're just so stinking cute. And goats have that same look that the donkeys do. My husband, we were driving by the other day, and Kev goes, I said, I just don't understand why I love them so much. They're just so dang cute. You know, and he goes, it's because, and I said, I don't know, they just have that sweet little look on their face. You know, that sweet little look. And he goes, yeah, the clueless look. And I was like, that's it. And he said, is that why you liked me? I probably so. You're probably right. I like that clueless look. That's why I love my dog, Bob. He is just happy being a dog, you know?
That's right.
He doesn't have much
that's
else
right.
to say about that.
But, well, Landon had a good time. He he just thought that the baby goats were just too cute. And I just couldn't help but kind of laugh and think about you and your baby donkey fetish.
And my baby donkey. Well, so did you buy any pumpkins?
Yeah, he picked out some pumpkins, and I haven't picked out any for us yet.
I bought a pumpkin
different.
Last week.
Did you?
Yes, I put it, well, one pumpkin. I haven't bought my big ones for the house yet, but I bought one pumpkin for Chloe's school. And I put it in the back of my car because I thought she had needed it for school like that week. They were like, no, wait until, you know, the week that she needed it, which is next week. Just wait till, you know, and then bring it in. And I go to put my groceries in the car this past weekend, and it rotted in the back of my van.
Oh, no.
It's not that hot here. Come on. It only lasted a week. I'm not a happy camper.
No,
anyway,
I wouldn't either.
That's wrong. So I got to start over again. Anyway, such is life.
Well, we went to Sam's yesterday. Yeah, we went to Sam's yesterday, and they have huge pumpkins.
Do they?
And I'm like, what in the world? And they're
like,
are they
expensive?
$10. No, $10.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. So
good stuff.
You might want to check that out. Yeah.
But
we had our grandparent fun over the weekend, but then we had some adult fun as well. And a huge, huge thank you and shout out to VetTix.
You've been using that a lot.
I don't know how. Well, I'm just thankful. I keep getting these last minute emails going, hey, we've had such and such amount of tickets donated by whoever, you know. And
yeah.
I guess it's just because in this area and last minute kind of thing. And we've just, knock on wood, been fortunate that we've been able to take advantage of some of that. And it has just been a lot of fun. And so Saturday night we went to a Nashville Predators hockey game, and it was a lot of fun. We had fun. So we enjoy being able to do that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, I'm sharing. I know you guys can hear me typing. I'm sharing and telling people that they do not want to miss this show, that they better get on it. So that's what I was doing while I was listening. I'm sorry. But I really think that is really cool. You have gotten to do so much stuff through VetTix, and I just think that's neat. They opened up their new coin system. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did notice that. I've not used that yet, so I'm really not sure exactly how
well,
all that
I read
works
the instructions,
yet.
But
right.
Because you've gone so much, you probably have quite a few coins, but you should check that out because it kind of helps with how, you know, if there's a limited number of tickets, who gets to register for them in the order, you know, of who's been using them and stuff. But my mom and Scott were here this past weekend. They went to a concert down here, and so they drove down on Friday afternoon and then went to their concert on Saturday and headed out on Sunday. So then we got, you know, some regular stuff done. But Kevin had a four-day weekend, so he brewed beer all day today. Yeah, and I worked. I told everybody, my brain hurts. I'm telling you what, this is what I've decided. If using your brain was exercise, I would be skinny. That's what I've decided. Because I think a lot. And also, if you counted worrying, then I would be really thin. I think worrying does the opposite. Anyhow, but we're going to AUSA next week. And so I worked all day today while Kev was gone working on our presentation and getting some stuff done for that. Just get my house back in order, and then my sister's coming in to watch the girls while we're gone because I get to take Kev with me, and which is hardly ever happens in my life. I always have to go by myself, so I'm excited to get to take Kev with me there, and everything, you know, of course, happens at one time. That's the way that it goes, but I'm really excited about that, and so worked on that today, and then worked on the Fort Knox event. And I'm going to tell you guys this, but I don't want to confuse anybody, but we opened the Fort Knox field exercise, but we are doing a library event, which is the night prior to the field exercise. And so be sure you're watching Facebook about that as well. And if you have ever, you know, even had an inkling to attend a field exercise and you are close to Fort Knox, this is our last field exercise of this type, at least with Star and I, due to her retirement. We're not sure what we're going to do for 2014, but there's nothing on the books for right now until we plan something different. And where was I going with that? And our entire team is going to be there almost. I think we're missing like two or three. But there's going to be a whole heck of a lot of us there, and it is, like I said, the last one. So if you can drive, if you're close, you're Fort Campbell or you're, you know, I don't know where you might be close to there, but or if you just, you know, maybe you're at Fort Carson and you want to take a road trip. Maybe you want to fly with me.
We know a couple of people like that.
Yeah. I know some people that would do weird things like that. Anyway, the registration is open, and we'll share about the library event. We're going to be in town finding books and all kinds of other stuff, all kinds of stuff going on. I think it's going to be a whole lot of fun. But while we were out gallivanting around, things were happening over at AWN, some really good stuff, so let's get to that.
Army Wives, it's not your grandma's army anymore.
The military, in this day and age, plays a whole different tune. Army Wife Network is listening. We are interactive empowerment for Army Wives, a network of Army Wives band together by the power of social media. Army Wives supporting each other by utilizing the array of resources available from military and civilian-led support systems. Here's what's going on at Army Wife Network this week.
At ease, and check it out.
Yeah, so we've got some AWN happenings going on, and over in our columns segment, if you go to the parenting column, you're going to find where Mr. Dad talks about bad verbal discipline. It's verbal discipline, that whole sticks and stones thing is wrong. And he talks about a new study that has found that yelling at teens may do at least as much long-term damage as hitting them. And it was an interesting question that was posed to Mr. Dad about a lady, and she overhears her neighbors. And so he had some good advice, and you really should check that out. And really beware of the fact that verbal abuse is just as serious and can have long-term effects. So that was a really good article, and that's under the parenting column. And then over under our education column, we had an article that was actually by Military by Owner. And it's a great resource here, Military Spouse Educational Assistance Programs. And we know that the nature of military life can pose, of course, unique challenges for military spouses seeking their higher education, both logistically and financially. But there are a number of ways to swerve around the financial speed bumps that might stand in your way. And so they have gathered some information that is very thorough here, and like the post-9/11 GI Bill, you can take advantage of that. The MyCAA, which a lot of people I know have taken care of that. But then there are also military branch programs that offer things. And this one was really neat. They mentioned a Scholly app, and it's apparently an app that you can download. You can find it on iTunes and Google Play. And even though it's not military specific, it is a great resource tool for numerous scholarship opportunities that exist nationwide. So that was pretty neat. I'm actually going to check that out as well. And then also think about things outside of the box. There's a number of companies, corporations, philanthropy organizations that they do a lot of scholarships and financial aid upon military families. Another suggestion is to look at the VFW posts and charities, companies, just to see what else is out there, because there is quite a lot. You just have to search for it. And I know that there's a lot of military spouses especially asking about financial assistance and what is out there for military spouses that want to go back to school. So go to the education column on ArmyWifeNetwork.com and look at all of that information, because there is a lot there. So we appreciate them putting that together and submitting that to us.
Did you forget where you were?
Yeah, I guess I did.
I'm seriously multitasking
right, that's right.
Here. I was hosting a
I
show.
I am serious.
Oh,
I am
yeah.
serious multitasking.
I'm like, where am I?
Okay, busted.
Okay, so I owe you a social media update. Oh my gosh, is really all I have to say to you guys. I am astounded. That's a new word for me. I'm astounded at the amount of of fans, it just, wow, guys. I mean, wow. We really, like, I think we grew over 1,000 fans or more last week. I would go to my phone to check stuff and just do a little moderating. It'd be like 99, plus 99. Like, are you kidding me? How did we gain 100 fans that fast? So I just am very, 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 very thankful for all of our fans. We are about 50 fans away from 60,000 fans, and I just can't believe we've grown that fast. It's awesome. Totally awesome. All right, so just thanks so much for being our great fans this week. Our hot topics on Facebook were helpful tips about how to spend less and save more. And then we had a graphic that said, when your address book is filled with names written in ink and addresses in pencil, how many of you guys can relate to that? That is for sure. This week's, which we'll talk about next week, but it was funny, was when the postman is your best friend, everybody's like, yes! I thought, okay, it's not just me. Yay! Over at our blog, Loving a Soldier, Loving a Soldier blog, we talked about Amanda's most prized possessions, Mindy's How Do You Explain Deployment to a Toddler? That's a good question. And Sarah Ann's Bus Stop Conversations. We've got so much cool stuff going on over there at the blog these days. Got quite a few bloggers. I would ask Kristen and Mallory, but I'm pretty sure we're really close to 30. We have gotten so many good submissions and people coming to us and saying, hey, we want to blog. It's just really cool to have such a collective voice of Army families over there. And if you're interested in blogging with us, you can always email us, info, that's info, like information, info@armywifenetwork.com. And Kristen and Mallory, our blog manager and LAS blog assistant, will get that information back to you so you can submit your packet. But that's some good stuff going on over there. So, and Twitter fans are growing too, and our, even our Pinterest page grew this week. So it's good stuff.
It is good. It is good.
Yay. Go team.
I'm excited.
All right.
I know.
So we have, we have one PSA tonight. It's a really good one too.
We do. It's time for us to fill the love tanks of military supporters out there. And of course, to do our duty as good citizens to support them. It's public service announcement time. Do you or your business have a military-related PSA? We limit them to 2 per show and ask for them 10 days in advance. If you do, please send that to info@armywifenetwork.com. And the one that we have today is really neat. Jordan Essentials, a special thank you offer for military families. In appreciation of the many sacrifices that you make as active duty, spouses, and retired military, Jordan Essentials would like to say thank you by extending the opportunity to be a consultant for free. The promotion does not include the $99 new consultant product kit, and the offer is valid only until October 31st. For more information, visit jordanessentials.com. And that was very nice of them to extend that offer.
Yeah, I thought so too. I have to say a huge thank you to them on air here because they sent Star and I a little note last week and said, you know, thank you so much for everything you've done, you know, for all the spouses out there. We want to send you a Happy Feet box. And I was like, I told Star, she was all, thank you for everything you've done. And I was all, yes, I'll take free stuff. Yes, yes, yes. I said, I give away prizes all day long. I would love to have a free prize and something that would make my feet feel better. Yay. Oh, yay. So they came. It came this weekend. I think it came Saturday, and Chloe's all over it, you know, but it is so nice. It's like it had 3 different products in it, and one of them was like the salt that you put down in your soaker, and I have a foot soaker. We haven't done that yet, but or you can, you know, obviously do it in the bathtub. And then it had a scrub and then a lotion. So Chloe has already rubbed my feet with a peppermint lotion. I'm already,
oh,
you know,
nice.
Already well into that, so, but it smells so good. And I don't know if anybody on the team knows this or not, because you guys have access to my Elfster list over there at elfster.com. But I'm a huge fan of the stress relief stuff at Bath and Body Works, those eucalyptus-y type smells and of essential oils that are of that nature. So I was all excited when something peppermint showed up. Yay!
That's very nice.
So, you know, it's been a good month at Tara Kirk's house via Army Wife Network, because I got that. And then I got those Yankee candles that benefit the USO. So I'm down there burning my cranberry candle and getting my feet rubbed with peppermint lotion. Sounds like a good life, doesn't it? You should try it sometime. Oh, wait, you're too busy out gallivanting around at concerts to have your feet rubbed.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. I don't do well with that kind of stuff. I'm not a mani pedi person.
You're not a lotion at all? Like, do you do your own, or you just don't like them?
I do. No, I do my own. I don't want anybody else doing. No. Mm-mm.
Oh, I love to go get it done.
No.
One of my favorite things. But yeah, no, it's too hard to do yourself. That's not relaxing. But I'll tell you, you know, no offense to Chloe, I don't think she's listening to this show, but her foot rub isn't anywhere near what the foot rubs are that you go get at the salon. But she's just as sweet as all can get out. And she, you know, my feet were hurting, so she wanted to make them better. So, like, I don't know what I've done to my Achilles heel. Probably something in jazzercise, but I've done something, and my foot was hurting. She was going to help me out. So thank you, Jordan Essentials. Back to what we were talking about for
absolutely
the gift. And for doing that for our spouses, because this is a great time to earn a couple extra bucks, and if you can sign up and do that for free, why not?
Absolutely.
Why not? Okay, well, we have a few extra minutes. Let's get this show on the road. We got some stuff going on tonight. We've got I don't know if you've heard of this guy. You know, just a guy wrote a book, had the number 5 in it. All right, seriously, you guys, Dr. Gary Chapman is going to be here tonight. He's been on our show before. You would have thought I was starstruck, seriously, because This is my very favorite book. Now, you know I love Elaine Demler's book. I'm already home again because it's written, you know, very simply. And I have had a few books that I actually do love, and have read from cover to cover, Kathleen Holley's book. I mean, I could probably, like, list them, you know, on my 10 fingers, because you guys all know how much I love to read a book and not articles and magazines. But anyhow, it's the ADD thing. But I absolutely, hands down, this is my favorite book, and it's the 5 love languages. They make it for teens. They make it for men. They make it, you know, just the regular one. They make it for kids. They probably have them for your pets. No, they don't, but they should. That would be the next one. Maybe I should partner with him. Love languages of donkeys. But they made it for military. They've got one for almost everything, but that's because it's just an amazing concept. I mean, it is truly an amazing concept. And I relate everything. Even the other day, Chloe was at school, and they were talking about filling their bucket. And I was like, yes, you're filling your love tank. I mean, fill your bucket, fill your love tank. Same concept, and it is so true. And just a whole lot can be learned about how to communicate and show love to your children and to your spouse by reading this book. And if you haven't picked it up, it is worth every single penny. I just got the 5 Love Languages Military Edition. Gary Chapman has been speaking to military families for years, and so it was not a shocker to me when they said they were going to do this. I was thrilled. Jocelyn Greens, who he partnered with, another amazing author. So you guys are in for it tonight. There's some good stuff coming up here on the show. I'm going to let you follow them and go check them out. It's www.5lovelanguages.com. Over there you can take the test, find out what love language you are, kind of research through stuff. But if you want to click on the military edition, it's right there on the page. But the link for that is in our chat room, so you can go directly to the military edition. You can also follow 5 Love Languages on Facebook at facebook.com/5LoveLanguages. On Twitter, you can follow Dr. Gary Chapman at twitter.com/Dr. Gary Chapman. And if you don't follow him on Facebook or Twitter, you should. He's got some great stuff going out. Jocelyn can be followed at jocelyngreen.com or facebook.com/Jocelyn Green Author. And she's another one. Boy, I mean, I love it when positive things are in my inbox. You know, when even if you're,
absolutely,
like, feeling kind of down, you get up in the morning and something positive. So I follow all those, like, life quotes and stuff. Jocelyn is another amazing positive force, and I really appreciate that. So good stuff coming up. Tonight, our resource of the week, Paula, you know a lot about this one just from your research that you did on getting them booked and everything. You want to talk a little bit about them?
Yeah, Guguru. I'm not real sure how to pronounce
Guguru,
it. I think it's Guguru, yeah. And this is a really neat subscription service for children up to age 3, and they put together little boxes of really neat little things for your child. And you can send it as a gift or something like that. They had some really cool stuff, and I thought, wow, you know, they didn't have that kind of stuff when my kids were little. But it's a neat idea, and I'm really excited to hear about all the different things that they offer in that. And so, of course,
really
you can
cool.
follow them. Yeah, you can go to Guguru. It's Guguru.com. And, of course, they've got a Facebook page and Twitter. And then they also have a Pinterest board. So you can also check them out at Pinterest.com/Googaro, Googaro.
All right, Star wanted me to make sure that I told you guys they have the love languages, or the languages, not necessarily love, of language of appreciation and languages of apology. So there's all kinds of good stuff out there in addition to what we're going to talk about tonight. So, okay, we've got the Health Minute tonight from the Department of Health and Human Services. And tonight, Corey has taken the evening off. We've let her go AWOL for the evening. I don't think I took her out of our chat, though, so she's getting all of our stuff.
Oh, poor Corey.
She'll catch up when she gets home. But, oops, sorry, Corey. But Mallory's here to do our news for us tonight, so let's get to that. Let's see what our headlines are tonight. We'll be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a minute.
Attention, Army Wives. Get your hoo-ah on in our Army Wife Network Marketplace. We've got perfect tees in many colors and sizes. Hats, bags, mugs, and more. Grab a little something for your Army bread, or show your AWN spirit by slapping a sticker on the back of your POV. Visit our shop from our homepage at www.armywifenetwork.com or find us on Cafe Press, www.cafepress.com/Army Wife Network. Hoo-ah! It's time for the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Of the now 14-day-old partial government shutdown. Senate Republicans and Democrats hit an impasse Sunday over spending in their last-ditch struggle to avoid an economy-jarring default in just 4 days and end a partial government shutdown that's entering its third week. After inconclusive talks between President Barack Obama and House Republicans, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell took charge in trying to end the crises, although a conversation Sunday afternoon failed to break the stalemate. The two cagey negotiators are at loggerheads over Democratic demands to undo or change the automatic across-the-board spending cuts to domestic and defense programs that the GOP see as crucial to reducing the nation's deficit. McConnell insisted a solution was readily available in the proposal from a bipartisan group of 12 senators, led by Senators Susan Collins and Joe Manchin, that would reopen the government and fund it at current levels for 6 months while raising the debt limit through January 31st. The latest snag comes as 350,000 federal workers remain idle, hundreds of thousands more work without pay, and an array of government services from home loan applications to environmental inspections were on hold on the 13th day of the shutdown. Many parks and monuments remain closed, drawing a protest at the National World War II Memorial on Sunday that included Tea Party-backed lawmakers who had unsuccessfully demanded defunding of Obama's three-year-old health care law in exchange for keeping the government open. Unnerving to world economies is the prospect of the United States defaulting on its financial obligations on Thursday if Congress fails to raise the borrowing authority above the $16.7 trillion debt limit. And it's not just Congress who's dealing with the effects of the shutdown. Many of our health care providers are feeling the pinch, too. TRICARE beneficiaries who see civilian doctors aren't seeing any effects from the government shutdown yet, but the contractors and doctors who care for them aren't getting paid. The Defense Health Agency notified all three TRICARE regional contract managers on October 2nd that DHA has the funds to pay them for services for 2 weeks, although the money actually is not being distributed. Instead, the contractors will be paid with interest when funding is available, essentially when Congress authorizes the appropriations. It is unknown what will happen beyond October 15th, TRICARE officials said, although they are closely monitoring the impact of the government shutdown. If the government shutdown continues, the DHA would look at the best way to support the contractors. We would take the appropriate actions to assure that our beneficiaries are cared for, DHA spokesman Austin Camacho said. Some TRICARE beneficiaries who receive their care at military hospitals and clinics are already feeling the effects of the shutdown. Under the budget constraints, appointments for routine care and elective surgeries are being postponed. And in children's health news this week, kids use a debit card system to pay their school lunches. Some researchers say that this can have a negative effect on their health. Students eat more junk food and eat more overall when they pay electronically at school cafeterias, a new study finds. In an effort to keep lunch lines moving and make accounting easier, about 80% of U.S. school cafeterias use debit cards or accounts that parents can put money into, the Cornell University researchers said. There may be a reason for concern about the popularity of cashless systems, they wrote. Debit cards have been shown to induce more frivolous purchases or greater overall spending. The researchers compared purchases made by students in 1st through 12th grades at school cafeterias that use debit-only systems and those that accept debit or cash, according to a university news release. Unhealthy foods such as cheeseburgers, french fries, desserts, and candy accounted for 441 of the lunch calories consumed by students at debit-only cafeterias, compared with 378 of the calories consumed by students at debit and cash cafeterias, according to the study, which was published recently in the journal Obesity. Those are your need-to-know news stories for this week. Stay tuned to the Army Wife Network Facebook page for updates throughout the week. This is your News 6, Mallory, signing out.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed the live show or just can't make it? Don't worry. AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website www.armywifenetwork.com or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio here live on the Army Wife Network. I'm your host, Tara Crooks.
And I'm your host, Paula Swanson. Tonight, we are very excited to have with us two amazing guests, Dr. Gary Chapman and Jocelyn Green. Dr. Chapman is the author of the best-selling The Five Love Languages series and the director of Marriage and Family Life Consultants, Inc. Dr. Chapman travels the world presenting seminars, and his radio program airs on more than 400 stations.
I told you guys I was starstruck. I'm just so excited for the show. I can hardly stand it. Jocelyn Green, his second-in-command here, is a former military wife and award-winning author of multiple books, including Faith Deployed, Daily Encouragement for Military Wives, and Stories of Faith and Courage from the Home Front, which inspired her Civil War novels, Wedded to War and Widow of Gettysburg. Jocelyn holds a BA in English from Taylor University and lives in Cedar Falls, Iowa, with her husband and two children. It is absolutely an honor, and I don't say that lightly, and a privilege to welcome you both to our show tonight. I'm just so excited. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Thank you, Tara and Paula. Good to be with you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Hey, there's Miss Jocelyn. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, you guys, I want to kick off the evening for those people who have been hiding under rocks and have not heard who Jocelyn Green and Dr. Chapman are. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Do you want to start, Dr. Chapman, and tell us a little bit about yourself, your family, where you're calling from, all that
sure.
good stuff?
Yeah, I have been involved in marriage counseling for 35 years. I don't mean I've been getting counseling. I've been giving counseling. Okay. I could
That's
stand a little
along
the way, too. Oh, my. Married to the same wife all those years. We have two grown children. and two grandchildren, which is very exciting. And I'm calling from North Carolina. If you can tell the accent, I live here, North Carolina.
Oh,
were you born and raised
North
there?
Carolina?
Yeah. Winston-Salem, the home of Wake Forest University.
Good stuff. All right, and you, Jocelyn, tell us a little bit about you and your family.
Sure. Well, you covered the basics regarding my books, but I live here in Cedar Falls, Iowa, with my husband and two children. They are, my daughter is 7, and my son just turned 5 years old. So they're at the really fun ages where we can have good conversations, and they love to learn. And my husband and I just have a great time just opening their eyes to the world around them. It's a really fun thing.
That is a fun age. Well, Dr. Chapman, I am a Carolina girl myself.
All right.
So, yeah, so I love me some North Carolina. So. But we are all huge fans of the five love languages here at AWN. And so just in case someone has not heard of them before, can you give our audience a brief overview of the languages?
Sure. The basic concept is that what makes one person feel loved doesn't necessarily make another person feel loved. And I discovered years ago that there's five fundamental ways of expressing love emotionally. I call them the five love languages. Number one is words of affirmation, using words to affirm the other person. You look nice in that outfit. Really appreciate what you did. Just using words to affirm them. You can speak the words. You can write the words. I guess you could sing the words, okay?
Singing works.
You're using words to affirm another person. A second love language is gifts. It's universal to give gifts as an expression of love. The gift says, they were thinking about me. Look what they got for me. And I like to emphasize, the gift doesn't have to be expensive. It really is the thought that counts. But it's not the thought left in your head that counts. It's the gift that came out of the thought in your head, okay? So gifts.
Yeah,
and then
I'm pretty bad
three,
at that.
Yeah, right. Number three is acts of service, doing something for the other person you know they would like for you to do. In a marriage, that's such things as cooking meals, washing dishes, vacuuming floors, changing the baby's diaper. Woo, big act of service. You know, mowing the grass, washing the car, walking the dog, anything that you know your spouse would like for you to do, acts of service. For these people, actions really do speak louder than words because this is what makes them feel loved. And then there's quality time, giving the person your undivided attention. I'm not talking about sitting in the same room watching television. Someone else has your attention. TV's off, looking at each other, talking, interacting with each other. Quality time. And then number five is physical touch. In a marriage, that's such things as holding hands, kissing, embracing, the whole sexual part of the marriage, arm around the shoulder, driving down the road, you put your hand on their leg, sitting around the house, and they walk by and you trip them. I'm kidding, okay?
Not that kind of physical touch.
Oh, my. Physical touch. So out of the five, each of us has a primary language, and seldom does a husband and wife have the same language, so you have to learn how to speak another language if you want your spouse to feel loved. That's the heart of the book.
Okay, so I am just wildly curious. I don't think I've ever asked you this, and I want to know from you too, Jocelyn, what is your love language?
My love language is words of affirmation. My wife tells me how great I am. I'm a happy man.
How about you, Jocelyn?
My primary love language is quality time, which, as you can guess, was tricky when I was a military wife.
Yeah. And, you know, we're going to talk about primary later on, too, because you can have more than one. And so what about you, Paula? Do you know what yours is?
You know... Yeah, because I don't know. I did the little the test. You know how you can go on.
Yeah,
to
you're
the,
blowing my next question, sister.
I'm sorry, but I was just going to say I utilized that. But now let me back up and say that I read this book years ago, and I had two of them that just were like right together, and that was words of affirmation and physical touch. So,
okay, what I'd say, Paula, we'll give you two love languages. We'll call you bilingual, okay?
Cool. I think you now this is going to totally take everybody into a whole other area, and so I guess we should ask first how you figure out your love language. So Paula mentioned, and we're stealing your question here, Dr. Chapman, but Paula mentioned you can go to 5lovelanguages.com and you can take the quiz, or you can take the quiz in the back of any of the books of the love languages. And I have read this book more than once. I tend to look at somebody and see how they speak, because usually, isn't it true that however you speak to people is usually how you hear it back?
That's certainly a clue, yes.
Okay.
Observe their behavior. If they're speaking words of affirmation, they probably want words of affirmation. Yeah,
yeah, I'm going to say you were words of affirmation, Paula. I mean, not that you walk around touching me a lot, but you do speak words of affirmation a lot, so I can totally see that one.
How about you, Sarah?
I'm words of affirmation, hands down, which is probably why I feel so loved by Paula, because she speaks it a lot. And so my husband can say, I'm so proud of you, and take out the trash, and I'm like smitten, you know, for a month. So it works really well for him. But he's physical touch. So I have to learn to speak, because I'm all the time telling him how great he is and doing things for him, but he's not hearing that. it can be difficult. So how do you find out about your spouse? Same test?
Yeah, they can take the test, but here's another clue. What do they complain about most often? The complaint reveals the love language. If they say, I don't think you would ever touch me if I didn't initiate it, they're telling you physical touch is their language. Or if you go on a trip and come home and they say, you didn't bring me anything, they're telling you that gifts is their language. So what do they complain about? That's a big clue as to what their language is.
Here's your sign.
I do have one kid that speaks gifts. There, Emily, our editor-in-chief, she speaks gifts, and we laughed at her because she tells everyone how much she loves presents all the time. We're like, yes, we
know. Yeah, well, for some people, that's their love language, absolutely.
Yeah, but you can go on a trip and come back, and Chloe, you can bring her like a bobblehead. She doesn't care what it is.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is, but you've brought her something back from where you were. So.
Yeah.
Miss Jocelyn, why is it so important in any marriage, especially a military one, and you can answer this being a military wife, to be sure that you are speaking your partner's love language? And I mean, I'm sure there's some roadblocks to that, too, with the deployments and stuff. So let's dig into that.
Sure. Well, first to answer the primary question, why is it important? It's pretty common sense. Why is it important to show your spouse that you love them? If you think about what it was like to be in love before you got married, and hopefully that in love stage may have lasted even into those newlywed years, but then ordinary life takes place and probably a lot of military related challenges come into play, and that in love stage kind of wears off, and it's just a lot harder to navigate through your marriage if you don't feel loved as much as you used to feel loved. And so when we can communicate love to our spouse, they are feeling loved, and we use the phrase love tank in the book. If you feel like your own love tank is full, it's a whole lot easier for you to express love to your spouse, and it works both ways.
That's true, because if you're not feeling loved, you're like, why am I going to give this back?
Right, exactly.
But if somebody doesn't start,
mm-hmm.
you know, I do have to say that. If somebody doesn't start the cycle, you're just going to sit there.
And that's really important, because, you know, love stimulates love. A couple can sit there waiting for each other to love them, you know, and say, well, if they'd move, I'd move. You know, you can sit there a lifetime doing that. Mm-hmm. But if somebody takes the initiative, and especially if they speak the right love language and they do it consistently for a while, there's something inside the other person that is drawn to you, I mean, emotionally. And they're very likely to start reciprocating.
Yeah. Mm. So for the second part of that question, Jocelyn, I kind of did hit you with another one there. Sorry about that. But, you know, you talked about yours being physical touch, and you alluded to it was difficult, you know, being a military spouse. So what do you do in situations like that?
Well, mine actually was quality time. Physical touch is probably
last
one on my list. That's okay.
Good. Never mind. Quality time. But no.
Yep.
But okay. Same situation. I'm sorry. I was thinking about my husband and not you. But yeah. Same question. Quality time. I mean, you've got a guy clear across, you know, an ocean who obviously has a mission to do and isn't spending time in the same room with you. That's for sure.
Right.
How do you get past that?
We didn't get past it very well, to tell you the truth. We were not putting the 5 love languages into use in our own marriage at that time. So I can't give you examples of how we did it right, but we were very aware of these issues as we were putting together the book. And so in the back of each chapter on the specific love languages, we've included a section called Decoding Deployments. And in each one of those sections, we have 10 to 12 suggestions for how to communicate love during deployment. And that will help you with reintegration, too, if you are already feeling secure in the love while you're geographically separated.
Right.
When you come back together and you have to kind of get reacquainted again, if you're already secure in your love for each other, it's going to be a lot easier.
And, you know, if a couple can learn each other's love language while they are together and they're speaking it consistently, then when they're deployed, they're more likely to follow through with the suggestions we're making in the book. And we tell them how to speak each of these languages long distance. And if you can stay emotionally connected while you're apart, as Jocelyn says, when you come back, it's much easier to reenter the relationship.
Well, that leads us to wonder what the decision was to adapt the best-selling book for the military audience.
You know what happened? I, for the last 10, 12 years, have spent a lot of time on military bases doing marriage workshops on various topics related to marriage. And the military has made extensive use of the original book, The Five Love Languages. But almost every time I'm on the base, someone will say, Gary, you need to write a book on how this applies specifically to the military. And I've wanted to do it for a long time. And when I met Jocelyn and realized her background and her writing skills, we teamed up and interviewed a lot of people and got a lot of good ideas on how to help people stay connected while they're deployed and how this can really help a military couple have the marriage that they've always wanted to have. And so that's how the book came about.
Well, you know, I can see where, you know, we have extensively as a military community used the five love languages and integrated into a lot of stuff, but there are still things that were specific to military. And I'm sure that you got grilled every time you spoke to military families. I know, because I saw you.
Yeah.
With, you know, okay, you know, I'm challenging you. Okay, that's my love language, but what do I do here? What do I do here? You know, because we've got so many different situations that we have to adapt those languages to. There was a need for it to be specifically military. So I'm really glad you found Jocelyn. Jocelyn, when Dr. Chapman found you, I mean, were you a fan of the original book?
I was.
And then, I mean, what do you just get an email from Dr. Gary Chapman? Hey, Jocelyn, how's it going? Want to write a book with me?
not quite. Very close, though. It was from the publisher, and they said, hey, we're thinking about putting together a Five Love Languages military edition book, and my first reaction was, awesome, that's such a need. We have to do that, or somebody has to do that. And then they said, would you be interested?
I might have fainted.
Yeah, I'm still pinching myself. I'm looking at the book right here in front of me on my desk, and I see my name on it, and I just can't believe it. It's it was a thrill. I've worked on several projects, all of them for or related to the military in some way, shape, or form. And this is by far the most rewarding project that I've ever worked on. It was definitely a thrill, and it still is.
I think, the reason it worked so well for us is that Jocelyn was acquainted with the concept. She also had lived a military lifestyle, and she's an excellent writer. I mean, her other books
are
just fabulous. Yeah, and so it was great for me to team up with somebody like that.
She is amazing, that is for sure. So I shouldn't say, you know, I should have said that the opposite. So, Dr. Chapman, when you got this note from Jocelyn, were you like,
listen, I do get notes.
Green?
I get
no.
notes from a lot of people who want to write books with me.
Oh, I bet you do. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sure. There's no line, I promise. But, you know, how exciting, seriously. And I would have been just like you, Jocelyn. I would have been like, oh, that's really good. Somebody needs to do that.
Right.
Yeah. Oops, I think they meant me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. You guys make my day.
Oh. Well, Dr. Chapman, how can the concepts that are described in the Five Love Languages military edition be adapted to the unique challenges of military marriages? I know we've kind of touched on it a little bit, but give us some specifics, especially like during deployment.
Yeah. Well, you know, this obviously was a challenge because when you first see the love languages and you read things like physical touch, and immediately you say, how can you ever speak that love language when you're half a world apart? But I knew in my heart, and Jocelyn agreed, there's a way to do this, and we've got to find it. And we, as we said, we interviewed so many people and got their ideas, real ideas. For example, on physical touch, one lady said, I put my hand on a sheet of paper, and I take a pencil or a pen, and I outline my hand on that paper. I mailed it to my husband, whose love language is physical touch, and said, honey, put your hand on my hand, and when you do, I'm holding hands with you. And he wrote back and said, I felt your hand. It's not the same as literal physical touch, but emotionally, it serves the same purpose, because she was communicating to him, I'm thinking about you, I'm thinking about your love language, so put your hand on my hand and let's hold hands. You know, it works. Or a husband who might be writing home, for example, to a wife whose language is physical touch, and he says, if I were with you right now, I'd give you a hug you would never forget. And she feels it. She feels it.
Mm.
And one husband said, I left my denim jacket home, and I told her, honey, when you feel the need of a hug, put on this jacket, and I'll hug you. And she said,
aww,
every time I put on that shirt, I don't know if it was a shirt or a jacket, every time I put it on, she said, I can feel his arms around me. So it communicates. It communicates emotionally. That's what we're talking about, keeping emotional love alive in the marriage. And that's the real value of this book, is that on every one of those languages, we give practical ideas on how to communicate love long distance.
Those are some great ideas, though. It is very sweet and very, very thoughtful and conscientious to think of things like that.
You know, I think all of those kind of help with deployment. When we talk about deployment, is always one of those big challenges. But military marriage in general has challenges, not just deployment related. I mean, I can be honest with you and tell you that one of the times that Kevin and I probably felt the most loved on both sides was when he was deployed, because we took time to sit down and tell each other about our days and, you know, talk about our plans for the future and all those kind of things that maybe we wouldn't do if we were all running around like chickens with our head cut off around here like a normal day. So may or may not be deployment that is tripping you up. It may just be military life in general. Ms. Jocelyn, you know, we have those days, those months, those years. Star and I are both rolling our eyes right now because we're both thinking, oh, all this PCSing. Kawanda, one of our team members, just PCSed to Italy. We've got all kinds of crazy stuff like PCS and reintegration. How can we refer back to those five love languages and help ourselves make it through those stages of military life and military marriage?
Well, the love languages apply at every stage in your marriage, whether it's civilian or military. When you're PCSing, especially if one of you has the love language of quality time, it's very important to spend time together, because especially if it's the spouse who really likes quality time, the active duty spouse can plug into his community pretty quickly. But the other spouse, it might take more time, and she might feel more of a struggle to get plugged into a community. So quality time, for instance, might be even more important to her. Or whatever her love language is, it's important to speak it. And when we think about reintegration, we talked about how if we're doing the love languages throughout deployment, that'll make reintegration a little bit easier. There's no way around it. Reintegration is really challenging, and I've heard from a lot of couples that it is even more challenging than a deployment, because both of you have changed, you're getting to know each other again, and you probably both have built up an unrealistic expectation about how wonderful life is going to be as soon as you're back together. Maybe if you're seasoned with this whole deployment cycle thing, you know better by now, but there's still expectations, and they're very rarely met the way you want them to be met. Now, it's interesting that you mention how words of affirmation are more intentionally spoken during a deployment than they are when you're both together in the same place. And what we found was that among the couples where at least one of them had a words of affirmation love language, reintegration was a lot harder because those emails, those love letters dropped off. Because the idea was, well, we're together now. We don't need to be doing that because we see each other every day. And the advice that we give in the book, just for one example, is keep writing to each other. Keep dropping, putting little notes where your spouse will find them. just be intentional about the love language, no matter what stage you're in. As you think about your marriage, when I think about my marriage, I can't really think of a time where it would be safe to stop communicating love to my spouse. So I like to say, don't wait until your marriage is in crisis before reading this book. Don't wait until you have an upcoming deployment before you read this book, because it's going to help no matter where you are. It can take a marriage in trouble and bring it to a healthy place, but it can also take a pretty good marriage and make it wonderful.
Yeah, and I think that's a good word, Jocelyn, because sometimes people don't turn to read books on marriage until they're in crisis. And the reality is, all of us can have a better marriage. It doesn't matter how good it is. It can always be better. And what we found, of course, is that the love language concept can just take good marriages and make them better. You know, the book is sold, the original book sold over 8 million copies in English and been translated in 49 languages around the world. So, I mean, it's proven to really change marriages. So I'm hoping this book's going to help a lot of military couples realize, you know, we can have a good marriage and we can also have a successful military career. And that's what I know that's what they want, and that's what I'm hoping this book is going to help them do.
You know, I it's interesting, when I asked that question and I read PCS, I thought, you know, words of affirmation during the PCS would have been really nice.
Like, yes.
Because I was thinking, I'm not feeling very loved right now.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, another thing we deal with in the book is, you know, many times they're coming back with trauma of one sort or another. And and I remember in our discussion of quality time, for example, one man came back, and quality time was his language, but he didn't want to go out on an evening date. It was just too noisy. It was too many people there and all of that.
Yeah.
You know, so they decided the best thing would be to spend quality time at lunch and go to a nice, quiet restaurant that wasn't really super busy at lunch, you know. So, you know, you have to adjust to whatever emotional trauma the one who's coming back has been through. That's another aspect of all of this. But still, the love language concept is real, and you still need to find ways to speak that language to each other.
Well, Dr. Chapman and Jocelyn, we actually have a question from our chat room. We've got a live listener, Jenny, and she listened to the military edition apparently on her drive this weekend, and she's wanted to know what you think about speaking different love languages when giving and receiving.
No, I'm not sure exactly what she's saying. Say that again.
Okay, she said she's wanted to know what you think about speaking different love languages when giving and receiving. I can ask
okay,
her to clarify.
I think she means this, that what if you speak one language predominantly, but you want to receive another language?
Right.
I think that's what she's talking about. And that's true for about 25% of the people, actually. 75% of the people, the one they speak most often is the one they want. But others have learned to speak one language. Probably growing up, they were taught how to speak that language. And so they speak it a lot, but it's not the one they want. They speak it because they were taught to speak it, but not because it's their language. And I think that may be what she's talking about. And that's perfectly fine, just understanding that, yeah, that is true for some people.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's what she said. She said, yes, I speak one, but I receive another.
Yeah, and receive another, yeah.
Ooh, see, they're not getting anybody like me that thinks, oh, that's how she speaks, that's how she'll receive.
That's only one clue.
I love to come to 75.
Yeah, observe their behavior. That's one clue, but not necessarily definitive for everybody.
What are some other clues?
Another clue is, what do they complain about, as I said earlier. But another one would be, what do you request most often, or what does your spouse request most often? You know, if you're typically saying to your spouse, could we take a walk after dinner tonight? Or do you think we could get a weekend away this month? Or, you know, could you and I, you know, you're asking for quality time. Listen to what you're asking for. And your request, again, is a clue to what your primary love language is.
Hmm. That makes sense.
Okay.
That makes
sense. I hope that answered Jenny's question. I think it did.
Yeah.
So I know you speak, Dr. Chapman, to tons of military groups. Have you had any that you've spoken to since this book has come out?
Yeah, you know, the book's only been out about a month.
And, I know, it's not long.
Yeah, I did. I spoke at a submarine base not too long ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, right after the book came out. not many people had read it there. They gobbled it up when we made it available to them. But I haven't had enough time, really, to get much feedback from how military couples are responding to it. But the book is selling really well. It's in a third printing already. It's only been out like 5 weeks.
Good job, you
guys.
Oh,
wow.
Yay.
So I think we're gonna get good feedback on this book.
Yeah, and I'm sure, that you've got a lot of military support out there. I know the chaplains are probably eating up as well. Where I was going with that question is that I know that you've had a lot of feedback from the original version of the book. I was just curious if anybody had given specific feedback based on the actual military edition. I thought, well, it can't be that different. What could be so different? I flipped through here. I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's a whole different book.
Yeah. Yeah. Same basic concepts, but a lot of different applications for military, yeah.
I mean, in a really good way, but I haven't made it all the way through this edition yet, but I was really excited. My husband came over and he goes, what's that?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, because he has a men's edition. And I said, it's the military edition. And he said, seriously? That is so cool. So I'm sure that means that I'm going to get it taken off my desk here soon. So that's probably take it to work. He gets made fun of a lot at work, you guys. I don't know if my team knows this, but he goes in and talks about all the stuff that we've done on the show, and they just look at him like, oh, my gosh. So I'm sure he'll be toting that with his military spouse magazines in next week.
What's interesting is so many guys say to me, Dr. Chapman, I don't read books. I don't read books. But I read your book. Really helped my marriage.
See, I think I'm a guy. That's what it is. See, you guys missed this. I'm not a really big book reader. You should be proud, Jocelyn. I've actually read your book.
Lovely.
This is a big deal. You guys just don't understand. So I tell them, I've got all kinds of books, but I usually make it about, it's the ADD. I just can't, I have to read in tiny sections.
Yeah, that's okay. You can read paragraph at a time.
That's what I said, little chapters at a time. But, I think that when I originally was given your book, your original book, it was just a time that my marriage really needed it. And so I think that might have been why I just checked in. Plus, it was just such a fun and easy concept to understand. So it went over really well. In my household, at least. Even my children know what their love languages are. So.
Oh, that's great.
Ms. Jocelyn, share with us, as a military wife, how you feel. And we've talked about deployment. We've talked about, some different places that you can impact military life. But what do you think is the biggest takeaway that a military family is going to have from this edition of the book?
Well, the biggest takeaway is just realizing that the way you receive love may not be the way your spouse receives love. So in that sense, it's the same as what it is for the civilian marriage. Of course, because the military marriage has all these other challenges thrown into it, this is absolutely critical. And there's a story in the book from a male Army spouse. His wife is the active duty deployed, and he shared about how he was really jealous of her being over with a bunch of guys because his love language was physical touch, and he thought that hers was too. And he thought, well, she isn't reaching out for physical touch from me. She must be getting it over there from all those guys. And so when he understood that, no, that's not necessarily true, he was able to let go of a lot of suspicion and a lot of jealousy. And likewise, when he understood that he was sending her love letters and poems and all of this different, really what he considered to be very romantic stuff, she was not very impressed. What she was impressed by was when he did acts of service, such as taking the kids out to the zoo and posting pictures on Facebook and showing her that he was doing a really good job as a dad, and that was acts of service for her. Yeah. So once they figured that out, it was just phenomenal for their marriage, and it can happen practically overnight. I mean, that's the great thing. It's not like you have to take these concepts and work at them for months or years. It can be an epiphany, and you can start noticing changes that same week.
That's good stuff. Good advice, because it's very true. Something that simple, and I can totally see that whole situation. That's really, really good. And normal and common, I guess, is the word I'm looking for. Very common for a female deployed soldier to be her husband to be feeling like that. I think that's a common theme amongst military life.
Yeah, I think you're right as well. When you get this insight and it helps you in a lot of ways to understand that what makes you feel loved doesn't necessarily make them feel loved. So if I can discover their language when I speak that, they feel the way I feel when they speak my language. You know, I'm getting through to them. And this is what I think has made the book so practical for so many people, is it's helped them do what they really wanted to do anyway and were trying to do anyway, and that is communicate their love to each other. But this helps you do it effectively so that you really are meeting the other person's need for emotional love.
Yeah, it's a very humbling experience to realize that you've been screaming, I love you,
yeah,
just in the wrong language.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's yeah, you're like, what? Are you kidding me? I've been doing all this work, and all I had to do was this.
Yeah.
This is easy. Yeah.
And it is very practical and very easy once you recognize and acknowledge what it is that you need to do.
And the other thing that's great about this book and this concept is that when you start to feel tensions building in your marriage, then you can just like kind of snap back to the concept and think, okay, what's going on here? And now my husband and I will just say, okay, remember, I'm quality time or I'm acts of service.
Oh, yeah.
And now we've got this language that we, just these little phrases, and we can be like, okay, that's why. And I'm able to say to my husband, you know why it's so hard for me to be on a book deadline? Because I have to be away from my family in order to write, and my love tank is empty because I can't spend quality time. So whether it's military or civilian, and you might be active duty now, but you're going to get out, I mean, this is going to help for the length of your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jocelyn, can you tell us where we can go for more information or to purchase the book?
Sure. Well, you can purchase it anywhere, but I recommend going to 5lovelanguages.com because there are some extra resources on the website, and you'll also find links to purchase the book in any format.
Okay.
So I was browsing through my copy, thank you, publisher, that and I noticed on page 11 that you guys are doing a thank you for the 5 Love Languages Military Edition because you realize that military couples might be separated and one of them, like the spouse that's at home, might buy the book and then you want them to be able to read it together because that really is what makes it effective is if you read them together or read them right after each other. So that way, you both are garnering the concept there. If you're separated, it's challenging, and you recognize that in the book and say, if that's the case, you want to make the ebook version of this title available to your spouse at no cost. And so I just thank you. I mean, that is awesome. I was like, seriously, this is great. So if you've purchased the book, you can go to 5lovelanguagesmilitaryoffer.com and put in the information that you need that says, hey, I purchased this book, and then they send it to your soldier. Is that the way it works?
Yep, that's the way it works. And I am so excited that the publisher decided to do that because now each of them, even if they're deployed and they've never read the book, they can read it together, you know, even though they're apart.
Yeah, that's just amazing. Thanks. And it says it's a limited time offer, but I checked on it, and they said, yes, that is still going on. So if you go and you purchase the book, which, by the way, you can even find in the AWN bookstore or at 5lovelanguages.com, which is probably where you should go because you can go take the quiz and read up on all kinds of good stuff about these two rock stars here. guys, you know, you're amazing. Thanks for spending some quality time with us, Jocelyn.
You know I love you when I spend time with you.
You're the bomb.com. everyone's love tank is full, I hope.
Yes.
That's what Chloe, my little girl, she's 6, and she says to her bigger sister, she says, stop picking out of my bucket. I'm going to put the top on. That's what her teacher told her, put the top on your bucket if people start picking out of it. So she'll say, it's going to be empty. Stop picking out of my bucket. So hopefully everyone's tanks and everything are all full tonight. And just thanks so much. It means a lot to me. Like I said, we're honored to have you here. And appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Tara and Paula. Always great to be with you. You keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Night, Miss Jocelyn. All right, you guys, that does it for our main guests this evening. But don't go anywhere. Up next, we've got Janet with our Resource of the Week. Stay tuned for more Army Wife Talk Radio coming up.
This is Army Wife Talk Radio Live. Give us a call to share your story. Now, it's time for the AWTR Resource of the Week.
Hi, and welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. It's time for our Resource of the Week, and I'm your host, Janet McIntosh. Every week we feature informative resources for you, our military families. And this week we have with us Meg Prasad, co-founder and CEO of Gugaro. Meg, are you with us?
Hi.
Did I say that right? Is it pronounced Gugaro?
Absolutely. It's Gugaro. Guga for the sound that kids make all the time. Andrew Hill.
That's awesome. I was curious about that, too, about the name. So we normally start the segment off by having our guests tell our listeners a little bit about themselves and where they're calling from tonight.
Sure. So like I mentioned, I have a toddler. He's about 17 months. And, you know, I live in Jersey City, which is and right across the Hudson. So this is a great place to be if you have a little baby. There are lots of kids all around. I have a background in marketing, digital marketing, journalism. So, you know, once I had a baby, this was the perfect thing for me to start.
Well, let me say congratulations on the launch of the site. Now, I know that your site is a subscription service for moms that focuses on simplifying the first 3 years of their baby's life with products that you and your team have kind of researched and picked through. What was the inspiration behind it?
When I was pregnant with my son, it was apparent to me how difficult and time-consuming it is to find really cool, interesting products that are the right fit for yourself and for your child. And by right fit, I mean that are eco-friendly, BPA-free. And, you know, it's just so difficult to decipher all these things when you look at these overwhelming choices that are available to you in the market. So, you know, and I had... You know, I used to research this. This is something that I like doing. I would read up on everything. I would talk to pediatricians, and I became a kind of informal source for a lot of my friends who were either pregnant or had babies around the same time. So I thought about starting a service that would help other moms that are equally busy and, you know, make this process a little bit easier and more fun for them.
Well, that's so great of you to do that, especially something you're passionate about. Now, you mentioned that most of the products are eco-friendly products. Why do you think it's important for children to be exposed to eco-friendly products?
You know, babies and toddlers, they put everything in their mouth. Toys, anything that they can find, it goes straight in their mouth. And because they're so small, it's really, and because their immune systems aren't fully developed, anything toxic tends to stay in their bodies, and it tends to have a greater effect on their whole system, you know, on their reproductive system. It leads to chronic diseases, and it's really, the effects of it are still unknown, but they say that, you know, about 60% of whatever you put on their skin gets absorbed into their bloodstream, which is kind of scary if you think about, you know, everything that we use in our house. And while it's not possible to entirely eradicate, you know, and bring in everything that's BPA-free
right.
or, you know, non-toxic, I go the extra step to make sure that all the products in our boxes are, as far as possible, eco-friendly, organic, you know, that they're absolutely non-toxic and BPA-free.
Now, how do you select the products that you send in the boxes that you send out?
You know, a lot of our products, I talk to pediatricians. I research a lot, stay abreast of all the industry trends, talk to the manufacturers, get feedback from moms. It's an entire ecosystem. We rely a lot on the mothers that we work with, that we supply to get their feedback and make sure that our boxes are something that they would truly enjoy and find useful.
Now, I have to know, do you have a favorite product that you use with your son that you'd recommend to moms?
No, my son wasn't very colicky, thankfully. But even then, for the occasional you know, night when he wouldn't sleep and keep crying, I loved Mommy's Bliss Gripe Water. I highly recommend that.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, my daughter had a little bout with that when she was little with colic, and so I totally get what you're saying.
I think Gripe Water is so great. It's totally safe. It's all natural. And it's such a relief to, you know, to finally hear your baby to stop your baby from crying.
Yeah, exactly. To just have some peace and not that, but I think it's great for them too. I'm sure they don't enjoy just constantly crying. Now,
no.
I know that you guys have recently launched the site. What are your future plans to grow the site?
You know, we would love to, you know, A, of course, reach a broader audience, reach more moms. But we also would love to introduce our own branded products, which would, of course, be all-natural, BPA-free. We've received a lot of great feedback from the moms that we've been sending our boxes to. They've really enjoyed the boxes. So it's good to kind of know what they want and what they're looking for. And we definitely feel like, you know, with everything that we know now and with all the feedback that we are gathering, that we'd love to put together products that our moms would love that would be branded with the GooGaro brand.
Oh, that's exciting, especially being able trying to start your own line. That's definitely exciting. Are you going to have any specially curated boxes in the upcoming months?
Yes. In fact, we are right now running a contest on Pinterest. The address is pinterest.com/GooGaro, and if you go there and you pin your favorite product that you liked when you were a new mom, then and if your product is chosen, then you get a free box. Basically, the box will have, you know, it's a specially curated box with 5 products that have been recommended from moms that are the most popular in the market. So that's one special that we're running right now. That's in addition to all the other boxes that we have. But we definitely will be bringing in a box for Christmas, for the New Year, and, you know, stay tuned for more boxes.
So you do, like, holiday-themed boxes around those months?
Absolutely. So while the whole box may not be holiday-themed, there will be at least 2 to 3 products in the box. Each box has about 5 products. But there will definitely be 2 to 3 products that are specially geared towards the season. So, for instance, for Halloween, we had Halloween books in all our boxes. The older kid age group, you know, 2 to 3, we even had organic natural fruit snacks for them in place of candy.
Oh, how fun is that? That's awesome. I know, that does sound fun. Well, that, and I think it's neat because in the military lifestyle, you know, we're so used to sending, obviously, our soldiers downrange, we put together care packages. So I think your service is neat that it's kind of like a care package for mom each month. And so I think that's really neat. I've not seen a lot of companies that do something like that. And that kind of brings me to my next question, which is what kind of differentiates you from other types of subscription box services?
You know, I would say it comes down to 2 things. One's product selection and one's the value. So we really make an effort to look for premium products that you would not find in, you know, most of your big box stores or that you would have to look for online paid shipping and, you know, go out of your way to source these products. So our aim is to really offer a wider variety, a greater selection to our moms, and also to give them real value. So the box, the retail value of the box is at least 20% higher than what our moms pay for it. Plus, shipping is free. So, you know, they get it to their doorstep, and it's something most often, you know, these are products that are new to them, or these are from brands that they haven't heard of but that are really great, or it's, you know, brand extensions. So they might have heard of a certain brand, say 7th generation, but they don't know that 7th generation has a really nice baby line as well.
Yeah, and I think what also makes it important is that you guys have done that background research, you know, so you're sending products that you've already kind of helped them out by doing the research on and sending them quality products, which I think would be extremely helpful, especially with everything going on in the life of a new mom. We don't always have that time to kind of research products and stuff like that. So I think that makes you guys very, very useful in that aspect.
Thank
now,
you.
Now,
we actually spent a year working on selecting our brands, researching these products, talking to people, getting feedback, and making sure that we had enough in our roster of, you know, great brands and products before we launched GooGaro.
Right, right. Now, can you obviously in our listeners, we have quite a few listeners that are probably new moms or expectant moms. Do you have any advice or can tell them why they should use your service, or even seasoned moms, why they should subscribe?
You know, I would say it really makes their life easier. I mean, honestly, that comes down to that. It's just, you have so many things as a mom. You're juggling a home, you know, either if you're working outside or, you know, whether you're not, your hands are always full. And it's really hard to go shopping with a baby or a toddler. It's always mealtime, nap time, or, you know.
Oh, yeah, I hear you there. I mean, granted, my children are a little bit older, but I surely remember how hard it was to get a lot of stuff done, especially when they're in the toddler stages and you got to keep your eyes on them all the time. It's not easy. What would be your best piece of advice for new moms out there?
You know, I would really encourage moms to take time out for themselves. I mean, this is not Google related, but I would say, you know, go for a manicure, go for a pedicure, take some time out, go sit in a coffee shop, go out with friends, but enjoy it. It goes by really fast, and I'm sure you can agree. You know, like you said, your kids, if they're older, it really must have flown by.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. That, you know, if somebody asked me for my advice, I would say the same thing, is that it's important to make sure that you take some time out for you to kind of regenerate yourself, because, I mean, if you're, you know, weak, then you're not any good to anybody else, you know, so it's important to take that time for yourself. So I agree with you 100%. My one last question I had for you is talking about the site, and also the site, you guys also have a blog.
Mm-hmm.
I saw on the site called Bundles of Joy, where it looks like you give tips and advice, and you talk about the products a lot on the blog.
Right.
And you guys are into social media. People can follow you on Facebook and Pinterest. What about the whole thing has been the best thing about Googaroo for you?
I think it's the process is still very exciting to me. You know, finding these hidden gems, really unique products, that would be great for moms to use, that are really hard to find. I'm still very excited by every time I see a new eco-friendly line, or I see, you know, for example, we recently shipped these hand-carved wooden blocks, with nursery rhymes on one side and images on the other. As a mom with a toddler, I try to stay away from toys that have batteries, because I couldn't be bothered to replace batteries and the noise just gets deep.
I hear you completely. I think it's important to note real quick before we wrap up that also people can actually gift the subscription to friends. So if somebody knows somebody who's expecting a baby, they can actually gift a subscription from Googaroo to them as a gift.
That's true. And we are right now, especially for the show, we are offering a special promo with Army Wife, all caps. It gives you 10% off if you use it on a website, either for yourself or for a friend. And this is, usually we don't have discounts for a one-month boxes, but, you know, if someone's interested in trying it out, the promo code is Army Wife, all caps.
Meg, that's so nice of you. We really appreciate you doing that for our listeners.
Thank you.
Can you? We're going to go ahead and wrap up, but I want to give you an opportunity to tell our listeners where they can go for more information about Googaroo.
Sure. It's on the website, www.googaroo.com. And, you know, you can always contact us at info@googaroo.
Listeners should know, too, that you can also find them on Pinterest, Facebook, and Twitter as well. Well, I sure appreciate you, Meg, taking the time to talk to us tonight.
Thank you, Janet. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you. We appreciate you. You have a great night, sweetie.
Thanks, you as well. Bye.
Bye. AWTR listeners, stay tuned for our AWTR Minute and more information about what's coming up next week on our show.
Looking for more resources? Visit us on the web at armywifenetwork.com. Browse our resource database. Submit your field problem question. Request field problems to be published in your area. find tons of Army family empowerment, a directory of Army posts worldwide, message boards, live chat, and much, much more. Go to ArmyWifeNetwork.com. That's ArmyWifeNetwork.com.
Meditate Away. From the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, I'm Nicholas Garlow with HHS HealthBeat. Stressors like work and finances can cause anxiety. Anxiety happens when your reaction is out of proportion with what might normally be expected. Researchers found that meditation may help. They taught participants a simple form of meditation, mindfulness. Fadel Zidane is a research fellow at Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center School of Medicine.
We found that meditation significantly reduced anxiety levels in every session that participants meditated. Some participants dropped as much as 39%.
Meditation sessions were short, showing their potential to have immediate effects. Zidane suggests trying this technique if you experience daily anxiety. The study in the journal Social Cognitive and Affective Neuroscience was supported by the National Institutes of Health. Learn more at healthfinder.gov. HHS HealthBeat is a production of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I'm Nicholas Garlow.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
All righty, you guys, that does it for show 441 this Columbus Day. I forgot to tell everybody that at the beginning of the show. Thanks so much for listening to us. Next week is October 21st, and I'm going to be at AUSA. I will have just arrived about the time that it's showtime. Star is going to be with me. So here is what you know. You know that this team is on their own. So if I come back and this show has gone awry, I'm going to hunt down you guys. I don't know who's hosting with you. Janet and Paula.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Corey's doing the news. And Mallory and Chris are going to be in the chat room. So that is who's responsible for this coming up week, you guys. Can I just say that I'm completely and utterly bummed that I'm not going to be here for this interview? But one of my really good friends, Karen Gunther, is going to be here. She is the founder of Semper Fi Fund. I don't know if you guys ever heard of that, but they have a new fund called America's Fund. Karen is... I mean, she's a military wife, a Marine wife, and just, it's like one of those speechless moments when you meet her. She was the Marine Spouse of the Year this year, and that's how I met her, and we were just instantly hit it off. And so I mean, just the things that she has done when you guys start talking, you'll just be like, oh my gosh. She's just pretty damn amazing. And your resource of the week is KinCast. So you got all kinds of good stuff while I'm gone, and I'm going to have to come back and listen. I'm actually going to be there at AUSA. She lives up there near AUSA, and she's like, I said, do you want to go to dinner on Monday night? She's like, I have a show, so I will get to see her. So she's going to tell me if you guys were rotten. So you better behave yourselves, okay?
Well, in the meantime, you can join us on Facebook at facebook.com/ArmyWifeNetwork, and of course our blog, lovingasoldier.com. But don't forget to soak up all of the knowledge available on our main site of Army Wife Network.
All right, you guys, that's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. And tonight, this is Army Wife Talk Radio's Crooks and Swanson signing out. Have a great week.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.